You know, we have a lot of businesses on Colfax that we wholeheartedly endorse, like Uptown Brothers.
Wholeheartedly, like, not half-heartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
Not even half-acidly.
Full ass. Full-on ass.
We whole-acidly support.
You have a great one, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Heart. Jeez, this is a family show. I want to say that we wholeheartedly endorse Dan Sperry. We hope he allows us to wholeheartedly endorse him, because that was awesome.
He just did a cool trick or illusion, whatever you want. What's great was he's like, I don't care. Call what you want.
We took some video.
It'll be on the Facebook page, Elephants in the Room, shortly.
That's where you know you have a cool illusionist, magician, shock illusionist. And Dan Sperry was very cool. Hey, let's go straight out to the phones. Andrew Feinstein from DenverStiffs.com, because the Denver Nuggets are humming along, my friend.
Gentlemen, good evening. You're interrupting my college basketball viewing.
I know that
you,
we are.
You, the diehard college hoops fan you are, where did you pick Emory going?
I know so little about college basketball, it's embarrassing. But I do watch the tournament. The problem is that when you have a full-time job like I do, and then you have this second full-time job called Denver Stiffs, it's hard to find time for college basketball, but I do save time for it when March arrives.
This tournament you're speaking of, is this the CU-Alabama game for the semifinals of the NIT?
Come on.
No, we got BYU in Florida here, all tied up with just a few seconds left.
The Jimmer is going to win it with a three-pointer. I'll guarantee you that one.
He'll definitely shoot it. I don't know if he'll make it, but he'll shoot it.
Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com. Is there anything lessened by last night's win because there was no Tim Duncan?
Well, the Nuggets ended up having a test after all. I didn't think we would get that big of a test. I thought we'd run those guys out of the building, and the Spurs deserve a lot of credit. That's a tough team. They showed why they've won 57 games. And I heard Scott Hastings mentioning on the broadcast last night that the Spurs are something like 8-1 in the last 9 games without Tim Duncan. So that team is better than I gave them credit for in my preview. And the Nuggets got a good test out of it. But I think the Nuggets, they didn't play a complete game, but they played harder. And it's a cliche, but they wanted it more, and they were rewarded for it.
Well, because they had to come back from behind a little bit there down at halftime, I called it their signature win of the year thus far. Is that me being an exaggerative diva?
You know, I was looking closely at this. The Nuggets have, at 11-4, I think of the 15 teams they've played, 11 of them have been plus 500 teams. So, in theory, they've had a number of tests. But I did feel like this and that Celtics game that they won were two of their kind of signature wins, if you will. But we have some tough tests ahead. I want to see how these guys do in Los Angeles. I want to see how they do. We have two more games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So there are three big tests looming. And if the Nuggets are going to win 50 games, they have to win 7 out of their next 10.
Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com joining Elephants in the Room on Mile High Sports. Well, what do you look for Friday night?
They're playing the Wizards.
Yes.
A win.
Well, I mean, the Washington Generals.
Exactly.
The Wizards are so bad, they're an insult to the Generals.
Okay.
The Wizards have won one road game all season, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. That is very true. The point I was getting at, and I guess I should have asked a better question, was that this is not a Nuggets team that plays down to its competition. Would you agree with that? Since the Anthony Carter, Rolando Balkman trade.
Well, thus far they have not, to your point, Renaud, and I think the reason is because all these guys are competing for minutes, and it's something we've talked about on the phone before, but that's an important point because it basically these guys want to make sure they get as many minutes as possible for the next game. So it behooves each individual player to play his ass off when he has that time on the floor. I think that if you're going to the game Friday, which I unfortunately will not be going to, but if you're going to the game Friday, you can go ahead and make plans for 9 o'clock because I don't think this one's going to be a nail-biter down to the finish.
Well, Andrew, before we let you go, obviously it seems like the player of the game, Harrington, going for 5 three-pointers. Is that something that George Karl's going to want to see, or should we be looking at that as a positive? As in, you know, hey, anybody can score on this team. And Manu Ginobili himself said it, that the thing that makes the Nuggets so tough now is they're very unpredictable.
It is a positive. You know, Al Harrington, we've all kind of ridden him all season long, and deservedly so. He showed up out of shape. He has exacerbated his plantar fasciitis issues. But Al's a good guy. I've met Al a few times. He's fundamentally a good guy. George trusts him. George claims that he has won games with him, even though I may not agree with that assertion. But it felt good to see Al out there having a good game. He has been the butt of criticism all season long, and it was just terrific to see him so engaged. And the fans really got into it with Al last night. I mean, when he was electric, and as a result, the fans were electric, and that was really fun to see.
Andrew, what's the next test that you see the Nuggets having to face and overcome?
Well, I believe it's a week from Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. They play in Los Angeles. And that's going to be a monster. That's going to be a monster test. That's going to be a big game. Maybe it's two Sundays from now. I don't have a schedule in front of me, but I know it's either next Sunday or two Sundays from now. We're going to see them in Los Angeles. That's going to be a monster test because the Lakers will still be having to play for something with the Mavericks fighting for that two seed. So I want to see the Lakers with something to play for and the Nuggets with something to play for and see how we do, because we've not played well on the road against plus 500 teams, even with the new Nuggets.
Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com, also with Jake's Food and Spirits at 3800 Walnut Street, just a mile and a half north of Coors Field. Andrew, we know about 50 Cent Wings on Wednesday night, but I think Jake's is getting more and more pub, more and more publicity, more, a little more famous about Saturday night and comedy night. It's really starting to grow and almost to the point where it's exploding.
Well, if you're into the Denver comedy scene, like Reno, I know you are. I'm not sure why you keep ducking our invitation to get on stage and work out your new material. But if you're into the Denver comedy scene, you got to come to Jake's on Saturday night, because not only do we get some of Denver's top headliners, but we get a lot of up and coming comedians. And sometimes you'll get like a well known comedian. He or she'll do 5 minutes of new material leading up to these headliners. So it's a really fun environment. So you get a show, $5, you get a show, you get a free drink, and you get to hang out with Denver's best comedians. So it's a really fun night on Saturdays.
Hey, Andrew, we appreciate your time as always, and we will see you Saturday night at Jake's.
All right, gentlemen, have a great show.
Thank you very much. Andrew Feinstein with Jake's Food and Spirits, 3800 Walnut, a mile and a half north of Coors Field at the corner of 38th and Walnut. Jake'sDenver.com. Now we'll switch.